Hello.
Audio.
Sorry.
Okay, so how are we going to do this?
We'll just talk.
Okay, do you want to start over?
No.
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
So, hello, Audio Boo. It is the 13th of April, Saturday. And, yeah, obviously someone's here.
I finally made it in one piece. Spent about 2 hours and 45 minutes at the border this morning because they took two people off, and I don't know what the heck they were doing, but they had them inside for close to 3 hours.
Yeah, kind of reminiscent of my border experience of 2 weeks ago there.
It was good times.
And, you know, the messed up thing about it is I've crossed there quite a few, well, I guess myself only four times.
I haven't crossed that many either way. Not in that route.
And, well, a couple. And there's never been that kind of issue. They've always come on, ask for everyone's passports, of course. Ask you the basic, where are you going, how long are you staying, do you have anything to declare, all that. And then, you know, usually it's carry on your way. Or even if they've brought someone into the office, it's been like 10, 15 minutes. But I don't know. I guess they're cracking down maybe or...
I don't know what they're doing. I know the very first time I came up, I took this route, and they got on the bus, they asked us a few questions, there was only like a few of us, and they were like, yeah, they just want to get where they're going, and we don't need to take anybody, so you guys can go on ahead. And I was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah, the first couple of times I did it, that's how it was, and it was great. I do know that border crossing is a big... contentious point for people smuggling cigarettes
these days.
So, but you know, that's usually in a personal vehicle, not on a bus. So I don't know. But either way, I guess on one hand, it's good that they want things to be secure. But you know, it's really a pain in the ass when you're, you know, waiting for someone. Luckily, I was just here at the house waiting until Jess let me know that she was on the way. But. Yeah, fun time. So then we
came back here and slept.
Pretty much from about 11:30 or noon until 7.
I get to try shawarma for the first time, I think, tonight.
Yeah.
I've never had it before, so.
Yeah, well, I set an alarm for 7 because I wanted to get to the beer office, which closes at 10, and then the shawarma, which is right next to that.
So. Ice cold beer!
Yeah. So we're going to get some of that and go for shawarma. We'll likely come back here and it'll be all good.